Hello and welcome to the Stupid Scammer Calls. My name is Wayne May and I'll be introducing each call. This one is called Send Me an Email. Sometimes all you want to do is waste the scammer's time. The plan was to keep him on the phone as long as I could when he obviously wanted me to hang up and send an email instead. I threw in a few funny comments, but this one is mostly a battle of wills between a scammer and myself. If you enjoy this, feel free to check out more calls. Read some of the stupid things scammers have said in their emails at stupidscammers.com or help fight the scammers by getting the word out at scamsurvivors.com. In the meantime, enjoy the call.
Yeah, hello, can we help you?
Yeah, hello. Who am I speaking to, please?
Yeah, this is Mr. Moya. Who's speaking?
Oh, I'm supposed to be speaking to a Gordon Uka or Akka or whatever it's pronounced.
What?
Gordon something. Is it Uka or Akka or Akka V? I don't know. But that's what the number is, apparently.
Who Gordon?
Yeah. Who did you say your name was again?
Stanley Moya.
Why have I had your number then, if I'm supposed to be speaking to this Gordon?
Yeah, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from the UK.
Regarding to what?
Santander Bank email.
Yes, that is place.
Right,
You are calling Santander.
So, where's this Dr. Gordon guy then?
Yeah, no, that one is not in the office.
All right. What do I do now then?
Yeah, you have the email there. You sent the email.
I have the email right in front of me now, yes.
Yes,
yeah, but I'm supposed to be speaking. Oh, hang on. Yeah. What did you say your name was again?
Stanley Moya.
Oh, I do have that name on here.
Okay,
good. So I can speak to you.
Okay.
That's right, because, I mean, I was a bit worried, because, you know, it obviously said Gordon, and your name is Stanley. I didn't know whether I was supposed to speak to you about it.
Okay.
So, can you explain what all this is about? Because I'm a little confused, and, you know, it's easy to confuse me, so I need things explained simply.
Yeah, I don't understand now, except... you tell me your name and you have an account with us in our bank?
I don't have a Santander bank. That's the
thing.
Okay,
you send me email, then I will check.
But what? But I don't have a Santander. This is what I'm saying to you. I don't have an account with that bank. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, you send me email.
Right.
On your name, then I will check.
Right.
I know why, yes, and I will call you back. That's no problem.
So, am I supposed to open an account or what?
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, you
but
can do that.
First, you send me email, your full detail.
Right.
Then I will give you a call.
Right, and you will open a bank account for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Is that allowed?
Yeah, it's allowed.
Yeah.
It's allowed.
I didn't know that. See, this is all new to me right now.
Okay.
So, what happens? Sorry, go on.
Just send me email.
Right.
And I will check about your information here that we have, and I will give you a call.
Yeah. Well, you should have my information there anyway if you sent me an email.
Yeah.
I mean, I can give you my email address again if that helps.
Put it on the email.
Yeah, well, you sent me an email, so you should have my details, surely.
No, we sent an email to client, but I don't know the particular person I am speaking with. That is why I say you send me email, that I will check through the computer. I know exactly who I am speaking with.
But you sent me an email, so you should know who you're speaking with. Because you
sent
me the email.
Yeah, what did I stipulate on the email?
Yeah,
what did I write?
You wrote your compensation payment.
I say, your details have been received, so you must have my details.
Yeah, this is why I say send me email. I will check the computer, get your full detail. I can call you back and give you the full information you need.
So you don't have my details. Is that what you're telling me?
Definitely, it must be here since the email is from me.
Right.
We write several clients. I don't know the particular person I'm speaking with now.
Well, why? Because you've sent me the email. You should know me.
Yeah. I cannot know all the clients.
How many clients are you dealing with then? So this is happening to a whole bunch of people then, am I right?
Yeah, we have several clients, different places.
Right.
So,
okay.
I cannot know the particular person now.
Right.
So except you send me email that I can notice and I will give you a call.
Well, if I give you my...
give you more details.
Yeah. If I give you my name, you should know me, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Well, my name is... Do you know me now?
No.
Well, why
don't... just send me...
Why don't you know me then? You sent me an email.
Oh.
So therefore, you must know me. This is what I'm not understanding here. You sent me an email, so you must know who I am. And yet now you're saying you don't know who I am. So don't you know who I am?
I mean, we sent several emails to several clients. I don't know and I cannot recognize the particular person. You understand? Different people with different problems.
So
I will check through the net, my file, and I will check everything. I can give you the full detail.
Right, because...
what I'm going to do.
Well, see, my concern now is if you're dealing with that many people, can you really give me some kind of a personal service here? If you're dealing with so many people, do you really have the time to deal with me?
Look at it, how it this is done.
Right, explain to me. Go on.
We entertain different clients from different places. Now, if you just give me your name and I cannot spell it correctly, I put it on the computer, I cannot get the exact person I want to speak with, please.
Well, I can spell it for you.
And I cannot know the particular problem I want to solve.
Yeah, that's
except
easy.
You send me your email. Once you send me email, I will check your detail, then I will know the problem there. I will know how to call you and tell you what and what to do.
Right, but I have the entire email in front of me. It's telling me there's a release of my funds into my account. My name is... So, surely that's all you need.
Please, send me email. Then I can check with that, with the reference. There is a reference number there and everything. I can check the computer and know your problem. Then I can solve it.
Right. I'm not seeing a reference number on here.
You send me email, please.
But I can't send you an email without the reference number. And you told me I need a reference number and there's no reference number.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, you know, in an office.
Right. But I don't have a reference number.
People can always call. People can call from different places.
Yeah,
without you getting their email and all their full information, you cannot really give the person the detail. That is what I mean. Of what you need.
Right, but how am I supposed to give you the reference number when there's no reference number in this email I've received?
Yeah, you just send me the email. Reply, then send it back to me, and I will know the particular person I am speaking with, please.
But what about this reference number?
Okay.
I'm supposed to have a reference number, aren't I?
I will know the person, please.
If I
am the one that sent you that email, then I will know the person.
Well, if you didn't send me the email, how did I get the phone number from the email? You must have sent it to me.
Yeah, please.
Do you get what I mean?
Respond, please.
Yeah. So.
Please, reply.
So this is what I'm saying. If you didn't send, if you hadn't sent an email, I wouldn't have had the phone number to phone you up. So you must have sent me this email.
Yeah, if I call you, now,
yeah,
if I get your email, I will call you back immediately to give you the phone template.
Well, what
someone
do I need?
Is here waiting.
What do I need to say in this email?
I'm to somebody.
What do I need to say in it? Because it doesn't tell me anything about.
I cannot tell you anything now that I'm not getting anything from you.
But I'm not getting anything from you here. This is the problem. You tell me that I need some kind of a reference number, and there's no reference number in the email. How am I supposed to reply back to you if there's no reference number in the email to reply back to you with?
Yeah, please. Just reply my email. Then I will get back to you.
And what do I reply back with it?
What is the title? What is it?
Right. Let me read you the email, okay? And then you tell me what I'm supposed to reply back with.
So
it starts off, attention sir, good day and how are you doing today? This is to inform you that your details have been received and funds have been approved and it's with Banco Santander Central Hispano.
And okay.
And you directed to contact the payment department of for Banco Santander Central Hispano, Spain, the release of your funds into your account. Then it gives your name and your email address.
That is to say.
Yeah.
The email you receive is not particularly from our office. Maybe they are directing you to our office, to contact our office.
Well, yes, because they gave me the phone number to contact you with.
Exactly. This is what I'm asking. That is why I'm asking. Maybe someone have instructed you to contact our office.
Yes, and that's what I've done.
But I have not gotten any detail from you now.
But
I have not gotten any email from you. In that email, there must be someone's name that directed you to our office. This is what I mean.
Gordon
they instruct you to contact
it's
our office.
I spoke to at the beginning. Regards, Dr. Gordon Uka. Because this is the person I had
what
you confused
I mean.
With. And then it has your name just higher up, Stanley
they
Meyer.
They just instruct you to contact our office.
That's all it's done. It's said to contact you. Now, you were telling me to reply the email with a reference number, but I don't have a reference number.
There is no problem about the reference. What we need now is for you to send us email telling us that you got message from so person to us that your money is here. Then our duty is to contact that office.
Right.
And get authorization. Then we will call you. That is it.
Right.
You respond.
So why were you telling me that I needed a reference number then?
Yeah, we will get the reference from them.
So you got...
Exactly.
So I don't
send
need the reference
me
number. You get the reference number from them.
Yeah, without the reference, we cannot get the exact...
Right, but why didn't you say that in the first place?
We will get the reference from that particular office. There is no problem. You reply the email to us, okay?
So what do I reply to it? Do I say, I've received the email? Is that it? Is that all I need to do?
What you need to do is to send us your full name.
Right.
Address.
Right.
Telephone number.
Yes.
Yeah, and a copy of your ID.
Right. Well, you weren't telling me any of this before, were you?
Then once we get it, we will cross-check, give the office a call, and we will call you to give you more detail.
Right. So why didn't you tell me that in the first place? Why didn't you tell me I needed to give a copy
I
of my
thought,
ID?
No, I thought maybe... You are already a client. That is why I was measuring the reference, your reference number, for us to check through the computer. So since someone, because I have just understand you now.
Right. Well, I'm glad of that.
Some office have directed you to our office.
Yes.
So you just send those things, then we will respond to you immediately. Okay?
Right. So when I reply, I don't just reply and say, I've had your email. I need to reply and give you more details.
Yeah.
Right. Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
Yeah, because I don't know. I thought maybe this is why I says respond to the email. Respond to the email.
Right.
So I don't know if you are a client or if you are not a client. I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
And I cannot
just repeat the
check.
Email. That's all I know.
I cannot check anything. So that is it. So you just respond as I told you. We will get back to you. Thank you.
Right. So what do you need from me now? You need me to reply?
Yeah.
Right. And you need my full name, which you should already have.
Yeah.
Because you've written to me, so you should know my name. You need my address?
Yeah.
Right.
Telephone number?
Telephone number, okay. And what are anything else now?
Copy of your ID.
Right, what ID?
Anything, driver's license, any ID.
Right, so is it going to be a photo ID or just a normal ID?
A normal ID, anyone.
Right, what about my bus pass?
It's okay.
Yeah? Library card?
Yeah. Anything at all, ID, any confirmable ID, no problem.
Okay. What about my video shop card? Could I give you that to show?
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to make sure now I know which IDs I'm going to need so I can send you one, right?
Yeah.
What about my ID as a member of the Super Dudes Club? Will that do?
It's okay.
Yeah? Right. Is there any ID I can't use?
Anyone.
So can I use anyone or can I not use anyone?
Anyone of your choice.
Anyone of my choice?
Yeah.
What about the Captain Crunchy Club? Can I send you that one? Because that's a really good one. It is a bit old, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, send any copy, anyone at all. Someone is here waiting.
Right.
Please. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
What about